What we do is we partner with golf brands large and small, and what they do essentially is they offer exclusive deals to our members. So if they've got promotions running that they run, our members save money on top of that. We partner with Blue Tees Golf Rangefinders, and then we partner with Rapsodo, so they have their mobile launch monitors. You have your normal traditional TrackMans that you have in indoor simulators. This one connects to your phone or an iPad, and it, you know, tells you everything from your shape of your shot to the ball speed. A lot of technology in that one as well. We've got apparel companies, Grunk Dolphers. We've got Pull Out Golf Shop, who have offer everything, golf balls to shoes to apparel. We've got a company called Tyler Golf Bags. We try and get essentially everything that a golfer would need.
Hi, this is Peter Riley from Cape Shank in Victoria, Australia, and I play at the National Golf Club. Golf Smarter number 830.
Congratulations, Peter. You've just earned a year-long membership to Dynamic Golfers by introducing today's episode. That was easy. Stay tuned to hear how you can get one for yourself. Connecting golfers to golfers and golfers to brands on Cactus Golf Club with Matt Erickson.
This is Golf Smarter. Sharing stories, tips, and insights from great golf minds to help you lower your score and raise your golf IQ. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter podcast, Matt.
Thank you, Fred. I'm very glad to be on.
Well, it's good to have you on. This is an interesting idea that you are presenting to us today. So first off, the Cactus Golf Club. Give me the elevator pitch. What is the Cactus Golf Club?
Absolutely. I'll start from the beginning. I'll start from my buddy and I who's starting it, why we started it, and to what we're doing today.
Oh, no. You only got 30 seconds, dude. I'm on an elevator. I'm a busy man. If I want more information, I'll ask. Give me the elevator pitch.
Let's do it. Door just closed. So essentially what we do is we partner with golf brands large and small. So we've got partners like Blue Tees Golf, Rapsodo Golf, some on the larger end. And then we've got people like Grunk Dolphin, some smaller apparel businesses. And what they do essentially is they offer exclusive deals to our members. So if they've got promotions running that they run, our members save money on top of that as well. So we are all about helping our members save money at the end of the day and exposing some exposure from our golf brands. And then we also partner with different golf instructors to offer free drills and lessons to our members in our Facebook community group. So our members can interact with them, decide if they want to actually hire them on to be their instructor. If they're local to their area, perfect, they can go join them in the club. If not, they can do virtual lessons as well. And then what we do as well on top of our members is we do tons of giveaways. For as products, cash, whatever the case may be, free lessons, free greens fees. We want our members to benefit from being a Cactus Golf Club member. End speech.
Wow, you're lucky we're in a very, very tall building that had a slow elevator. So you kept talking about members. So yep. That makes me assume that you've got a pay system for people paying for membership, or is it just you're building database and you just want names?
No, so it's a paid membership. So we don't want, every single golfer. We want people that actually truly care about golf and people that are trying to get better. You know, there's Facebook, there's communities out there of people that, post their swings, and you get people that comment and they're bashing them and, saying some ignorant stuff, honestly. So we don't want that. We're a group of people that, we're trying to get better. So my buddy and I that started it, we are very average golfers. We started golfing 4 or 5 years ago each. What we love is just, it's a way for us to stay competitive and just to stay in the sports industry and meeting new people. So the reason why we charge our members is because we don't want every single person on the face in the golf industry a part of this. We want the people that truly want to get better and that truly care about the space and respect it to be a part of our membership.
Okay. So there's an exclusivity element to it.
Absolutely.
And I know that sometimes in the past when I've tried to do promotions with a retailer, they would come back to me with, we can't do that promotion because our retail partners don't want to be undercut by a podcast. Mm. So how do you prevent these brands that you're hooking up with to make it exclusive for you and not have to deal with the wrath of their retailers?
So a lot of it is, I mean, we have most of the brands that we partner with, they essentially control their supply and that their products. So they're the ones essentially controlling on who they partner with and what offers that they provide. We also, there's another company called Whole Out Golf Shop. This one was some kind of similar. So they've got different, you know, brand contracts with anyone that you can think of, from, you know, golf clubs to shoes, balls, whatever the case may be. So they have deals with some of them where, you know, we wanted to give our members a blanket discount of X percentage for everything on their site. But because they've got some of those deals, like you're saying, you know, unfortunately, we have to respect those. So the fortunate part was it was only for golf clubs. So, you know, our members still save money on balls, shoes, apparel, everything else. And they offer every brand you can think of, from, you know, Adidas to Under Armour. They've got all the, you know, the apparel on their site. So fortunately for us with this particular partner, it was only just for golf clubs. So we've been finding a way to, we've been, you know, keeping it around. Essentially, what we tell our members too, or our partners too, essentially, is we send our members directly to them. You know, a lot of other people, they, you know, will essentially sell their products for them. We just take our members and send them directly to their site. So we're just a middleman. We essentially navigate where they want to go, and we just send them 4 offers every single month, and they get to decide if they want to act on it or not. So there really is no risk for our partners when they partner with us. Essentially, the biggest pushback that we've got was supply chain issues these partners have. And that's happening everywhere, obviously.
That, yeah, don't take that personally.
No, exactly.
that's happening across the board to everybody. Absolutely. For everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, real tough.
Yeah.
So what's the, you mentioned you and your partner, and you just started playing golf a couple of years ago.
Yep.
What's your history work-wise that brought you to, like, let's start a golf business?
Yeah. So, I've always been, my buddy and I have always been in sports our entire lives. For me, it was baseball.
Playing or the business of sports?
Playing. So we've never been in the business of sports until this. This is it. This is the first time. And I'll kind of explain how we got to there. So we essentially have been playing sports our entire life. For me, it was baseball. For him, it was soccer. So golf was never, unfortunately, I really wish, I talk to my dad all the time, because him and I golf all the time when he's out here, when he's visiting me in Arizona. And I always, you know, rag on him why they never got me into golf when I was younger, because this is the sport that you continue to keep playing. You know, baseball and football I played in, you know, in high school, and it's hard to continue to play some of those. You got to have some pretty good genetics. And
a team.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, why did you never get me into golf when I was younger? And that's like the running joke. So, and I have all these younger, cousins now. We're getting them into golf right away. I've got a 5-year-old cousin, a 6-year-old cousin. They're all golfing with us because we got to get them in right away. We know.
So I'm curious, did your dad play golf when you were a kid?
He did. Yep. Yep.
He did, but he never took you out.
Baseball was it. Because golf swings mess up baseball swings. That was the thing. Everyone always said
well,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yep. That was, we were always kind of like shadowed from golf, was we really couldn't go out there and actually play because we didn't want to mess up our baseball swing. So,
yeah. And how far did you take your baseball career?
All the way through my sophomore year in high school. And I switched back to football.
Sophomore year in high school. Yeah, and then after that, you were done.
Yeah, that was it. So I didn't even make it to the leagues. So
you didn't even make it to college. No, you didn't even make it to your senior year of high school.
Exactly.
You know, I worked in baseball for a while. I was working with different teams and had young people working for me at ballparks.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go, I love baseball. I love what you're doing. I love baseball so much. I would love to get a job in baseball. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Do you love baseball? Or do you love the business of baseball?
Yeah, it's two.
Because if you love baseball, the fastest way to hate it is to get a job for a baseball team.
Mm.
And baseball teams are notorious for hiring young people for little to no money and making them work from 9 in the morning until after a game and staying and cleaning up the stadium, you know, and there's a lot of baseball games, and you just grow to hate baseball, right? Absolutely. So if you love the business of baseball, we can talk. Absolutely. If you love baseball, stay being a fan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I would recommend that to anybody who loves sports. Mm-hmm. If you love watching sports, watch sports.
Yeah.
If you love the idea of the business of it, then pursue that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Enough of a lecture from the old guy. all right. So you loved playing sports. You were not allowed to play golf.
Yep.
And then how old were you when you picked up golf and like, oh my God. And were you hooked immediately?
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. So it was when I graduated high school, my parents gave me my first starter set of clubs. So,
oh wow.
Yeah. So it was after high school was when I first started. That was my graduation gift.
So your dad took 2 years to go, okay, he's not going to play baseball anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Erickson. I apologize. But, you know, hey, well, you know,
yeah.
I'm a dad too of young guys who one of my sons is like, why didn't you force me to play golf when I was a kid? It's like, I couldn't force you to do anything.
No, exactly. Yeah. I was so stubborn. So stubborn too. But, so yeah, they gave me.
Golf's boring.
They gave me my first starter set, and then I just honestly hit the ground running. And then, you know, I was honestly me out with friends playing most of the time. That was just a way for us to, you know, keep playing, to keep staying competitive. And then it really, really heightened when I moved out here to Arizona. You know, I'm originally from Indiana, so golf was obviously, you know, it's a summertime sport out there. Arizona, you can golf year round if you can bear the heat in the summertime, obviously. So. Right. It really heightened for me as soon as about a little over 2 years ago, I moved out here to Arizona. I played probably 50, 60 courses out here in Arizona alone. So I, you know,
it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
It's expensive to play out there.
Exactly. And that's the reason why we make this membership is we help people save some money. But anyways,
So you can earn some money so you can pay for your golf. Don't lie to me.
Yeah, some of that's fueled my addiction somehow. I don't know what it is, but So I don't really play. I play, you know, some courses more than one time if I like them a lot. But I usually try and go to new courses, save my scorecards, and kind of make a little. I have a stack of them, nice little fat stack of all the courses I play out here. So, you know, then my buddy moved out here. About almost a year and a half ago. So then him and I continued just to keep playing. We went to school together. Both went to Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. So we played out there a little bit, really again heightened out here in Arizona. And we were thinking one day, you know, we were both so used to team sports and that kind of that community feeling aspect to it. And we were kind of missing that in golf. You know, we would play with, you know, both him and I would get a tee time together and we go out and we meet some random people every once in a while, but we kind of wanted that group community feeling of that golf that some of other sports has that we wanted to bring to golf. And, you know, we were thinking one day, what two better people to start it than two average guys who were just trying to have fun, honestly, to meet new people, to partner with different people. And we just honestly, it was the spur of the moment decision and we just acted on it. You know, him and I have ideas all the time on random things that we always talk about but never actually do. This was something that we actually followed through on, and we've been having a blast with it. It's just honestly, it's a great time meeting all these new people, all of our new partners, and just learning the business side of golf as well. That's been the best part about it.
Interesting. All right. Well, listen, I need to pay for the next 9 holes that I'm going to play. So we're going to take our first break, and we'll be back right after this. This episode of Golf Smarter is brought to you by Dynamic Golfers, who provide daily video routines about 15 to 20 minutes long that target muscle imbalance common to golfers. You know, you can spend thousands of dollars each year on gym memberships, golf lessons, and new golf equipment, but do those things deliver what you're looking for? Here's my 2-step plan to being a better golfer. 1. Eliminate double and triple bogeys by not following a bad shot with a stupid shot. Yeah, you've heard me say it many times. And you know, let's not even call it a bad shot, because we've all had great swings that have had bad results. After a bad result, get the ball back in the fairway and go from there. And 2, stop trying to do things with a golf swing that your body isn't capable of doing. whether because we're out of shape, working out the wrong way by focusing on endurance or increased heart rate or building muscle that won't benefit a golfer's body. Those things are good, but they won't benefit a golfer's body. My two suggestions are keep listening to Golf Smarter and Golf Smarter Mulligans, of course, and increase your flexibility and mobility by doing the video workouts from Dynamic Golfers. Dynamic Golfers is simple, easy to achieve dynamic stretching that's designed to help golfers. As you track your progress, you'll feel and see the results within 4 weeks. That's not bad. Right now, Dynamic Golfers is offering Golf Smarter listeners a 7-day free trial and 15% off with the coupon code GOLFSMARTER. One word, Golf Smarter. Join the thousands of golfers worldwide that make Dynamic Golfers a regular part of their routine each week. And it only takes 15 to 20 minutes. Plus, it's not the same workout every day, so you won't be bored by repetitive positions. Again, go to dynamicgolfers.com/golfsmarter and sign up for their 7-day free trial and 15% off the membership with coupon code GOLFSMARTER. Now, how would you like to get a full year of membership for free? Simple. Write to me at golfsmarterpodcast@gmail.com or click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com and tell me that you'd like to introduce an upcoming episode. Get the details at the end of this episode or check your show notes. I'm a habitual user and it's helped me become a better pain-free golfer, so please check it out for yourself. dynamicgolfers.com/golfsmarter. So you're freshly out of college. You're madly obsessed with golf. Mm-hmm. You're new to the Arizona area where it's just everywhere you turn, there's a golf course staring at you.
Oh, yeah.
With a big price tag. did you get a job right out of college? And that's what sent you to Arizona, or did the sun send you to Arizona, or?
Work did a little bit, but honestly, it wasn't really work. It was more my decision than anything. My family and I always vacationed out in Arizona during the springtime. We're big Chicago Cubs fans, so spring training time was always big for us to come out here. And I was the first one to act on it, to actually move out here. And it was a hard decision. Obviously, all my family still lives in Indiana. It was a very difficult decision, but I've never looked back yet. I love it out here. My parents, my family always come out 5 times a year, honestly, maybe 6 times a year. Cause it's always an excuse to come out and keep playing more golf. And my, family's actually coming out here in a few weeks, for the waste management. So, you know, super excited about that as well. It's a yearly thing that we always do now. And it's been a fun time out.
Oh yeah. Biggest party in golf.
Yes.
Waste Management, Phoenix Open.
That's
every
right.
year. All right, let's talk more about how the Cactus Golf Club works. Mm-hmm. And what you're trying to do. I mean, this is brand new, right? You guys have just launched.
Yep, just officially launched. So essentially what it is what we do is we partner with many different golf brands, from smaller brands to larger brands.
Yeah.
So
you told me in the elevator, but
that's right. And, I'll tell you a little bit more of like some of the partners that we have and you know, what they have to offer. So we partner with Blue Tees Golf. So they're the, obviously they're range finders. They're the number two range finder seller in, Dick's Sporting Goods and the number one in Golf Galaxy. Fun fact for you. And then we partner with Rapsodo. So they have their mobile launch monitors. Essentially it's a little, you have your normal traditional TrackMans that you have in indoor simulators. This one connects to your phone or an iPad, and you connect it with your with Bluetooth, and it tells you everything from your shape of your shot to the distance to the ball speed. A lot of technology in that one as well. So we partner with them.
I want to hear more about that company.
Yes, yeah,
we'll get them on the show.
Absolutely,
fascinating.
Absolutely. We've got apparel companies, companies called Yada Golf, Grunk Dolphers, honestly one of my personal favorites. Obviously, it's a spinoff of Grunk Dolpher. They just switched the first two letters. Just two guys local to California who just honestly wanted to, kind of similar story, wanted to get into the golf side of business and decided to get into it. So we've got partners. I talked about Hole Out Golf Shop, who have offer everything, both golf balls to shoes to apparel. We've got a company called Tyler Golf Bags that makes golf bags, obviously. So we try and get essentially everything that a golfer would need. And what we do is partner with those brands is they offer our members exclusive deals on top of what already promotions that they have going on. So we're all about helping our members out and helping them save money. Like we talked about earlier, golf is an expensive sport, especially if you're in, you know, Arizona, Florida areas, California, some of the most pricey areas to golf. We're trying to find ways to help our members save some money. So we do that. And then we also have a private Facebook group for our members to interact with each other. And then we've also partnered with many different golf instructors. We've got a guy named Henry. His last name is Statina, I believe is how it's pronounced. He's a local to New Mexico. He's been on the Golfers Digest Awards, one of the best young teachers. He has many accolades in the golf industry. And we've got different instructors from Michigan to New York, California, Florida. You know, we're essentially trying to find instructors all over major parts of the U.S. So, you know, if someone from our membership group is local to that area, they can obviously partner with them and hire them on as an instructor. But all of those people also do virtual lessons as well, kind of a nice way to get you started. And then we do giveaways every single month, whether that's product giveaways, whether that's greens fees, lessons, cash, whatever the case may be. We just try and give back to our members and just honestly have a good time meeting them and help them save some money.
And that sounds awesome. Yeah. And it sounds like you got a lot of the bases covered. And you have golf courses that are signing up to partner with you?
That's something that we're looking into right now. So we're trying to partner with...
Because that's... Yeah. If you're trying to do something on a national scale, let alone a global scale, forget global. Yeah. I guess you want to focus on the United States at this point. Mm-hmm. You could have a large concentration of your members in one spot.
Yep.
Right? Exactly. Like in Phoenix. But that may be 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, because you've got thousands, but they're all over the country. So it's hard to pick and choose how you do that.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a lot of selling you have to do.
Absolutely. Right? And it's honestly a lot of selling, but it's honestly easy because it benefits everyone at the end of the day. That's how a deal's done. Everyone has to benefit from this. We're partnering with the golf course, they're getting people who might never have played that course before because they're going to get their first deal on it, realize how great this course is, and they're going to come back. Same thing with all these brands. You know, there's some of the brands that people are well known, they know a lot about, but maybe there's some, you know, a brand that they don't know anything about and they get access to them now to try them out for the first time. That brand gets an opportunity to make a great first impression and create a returning customer for them. So that's the easiest part about it, is honestly these deals. The biggest pushback we get is people that have supply chain issues like we talked about before. There's no person that we've talked about this has never believed in the idea behind it. Everyone understands the idea. It's just if they have something going on their side, on their business side of things, that limits them to stuff like this. That's been the major pushback that we've gotten. So that's what we definitely are looking into as soon as we accumulate more members. Like you said, we can go to a course and say local to Miami and say, hey, we've got 50 members local to your, that are like within an X amount radius to your club. We want to partner with you and send this offer out to them as well. And it costs the club nothing. It's just essentially the deal that they're offering. That's their cost and our members benefit. And our membership, my buddy and I, obviously our members, we keep them happy. That's our goal at the end of the day, is to keep them active and happy in the group. And that's up to us to keep finding more and more people and different ideas, like you just mentioned, to keep them happy and to keep them engaged.
I hate to be the bearer of harsh realities to you.
Let's do it.
But you realize once you start really growing this thing and it's requiring more and more of your time, mm-hmm. you're going to be playing less and less. You know this, don't you?
That's true.
It's true. And, you know, like you talked, if you talk to any instructors through 2020, they were like, yeah, business is great. When's the last time you played? What are you talking about? I don't have time to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep a business running here.
Absolutely. That's going to be difficult, but you know, maybe we can think of some ways that we can bring all of our members out, you know, have like a meetup of some sort, you know, so we can play with them, you know, and that'd be a really awesome idea too, as well, you know, be able to travel to major parts of the US to meet some of our members face to face and actually go out and play with them. So we'll think of some ways to keep playing.
No. I tried that actually. And the last time I did that, I think was 2012. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's going on 10 years. And we did a group outing with Golf Smarter listeners, and we played at TPC Scottsdale the week after the waste management.
Oh, now that.
So cool. All the grandstands were still up.
That's awesome.
Right? And that was one of the courses. We played 3 days over the weekend, mm-hmm. and we had group dinners and group recording sessions and things like that. It was a blast, but it's a lot of work.
It is.
But there was no meetups at that point, so no. Maybe that's an idea. I want to talk about your social media and how you're getting the word out, but we're going to take another break, and we'll be back to hear more with Matt Erickson and the Cactus Golf Club right after this. Matt, you talked about having a private Facebook group to go with your exclusive membership. What else are you doing on social media to get the word out and let people know that you guys exist?
So we also have I shouldn't say we're famous on TikTok. We have a little bit of an audience on TikTok. TikTok is pretty big for us. We got a little over 10,000 followers right now.
Wow.
To help us.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. And we just make fun golf TikTok. You know, whether that's like golf stereotypes to just funny like trends that TikTok has that we just spin them onto the golf side of things. So we grow our audience that way, just organically putting out videos and great content that kind of gets.
How did we find you on TikTok?
At Cactus Golf Club. Very simple.
Yep. Okay.
And so these all of our anyone can go watch. We have a good time with it. And then for the start of.
Give me an example.
So we just.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good. Absolutely. So, for example, this is like actually our most famous video. It had a little over almost under 2 million views. So there was a sound of like a bunch of, this is going to be sound a little bad. There was a sound of a bunch of gunshots that were like in like the distance of the area. And so My buddy put on like this weighted vest and then strapped it up. And it says, when the municipal courses is only $5 to play. So that one got
that's pretty bad. People loved it.
It was hilarious. We make light of stuff like that. We just turn it into the golf side of things. So it's been a fun time with that. So and then we also with the start of our membership of our opening of our group, we're going to be putting in a different place in the United States every single day until we hit 1,000 followers. So random places that you can think of. Whether that's in a grocery store.
1,000 followers? Wait, you said you had 10,000 followers.
I'm sorry, 1,000 members. 1,000 members.
Oh, 1,000 members?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so you're going to put. Now, what does that mean? You're going to go to different golf courses all over the country?
Not even just different golf courses, just different random places on a train, you know, in a Walmart. Random places that. Because, like, we have to kind of make it a little interesting for everyone. We'll just be carrying a putting mat around with us, our putter and a ball. And we're just going to go to random places and every single day and make a putt until we hit 1,000 of our members. Just kind of create a little bit of emotion and awareness for the group.
Yeah, that would be one way to do it. And you're doing that on TikTok?
Yep. Yep. It'll be on TikTok.
Are you primarily focused on TikTok?
I would have to say that's our biggest audience is on there. We've got an Instagram page as well. It's a little bit smaller, but we share a lot of the updates with the group on there. Different whenever we get new partners or new golf instructors, we'll make a post about that as well. But by far and away, TikTok is our biggest platform that we have with our members.
Cool. Let's talk about the teachers that you guys have giving lessons. You mentioned one from New Mexico, Henry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is it they're offering through your site that you can't get from 12 other apps? And so, sorry to put it that way, but no, you are climbing the ladder. It's a tall mountain here.
That's right. And this is something that they get access to. They can follow random golf instructors on social media, these people, if they want to as well. But our instructors are going to be making specific drills and tips for our members, and they're going to be posting once a week. So every single instructor will post once a week. So we're going to have almost every single day of the week covered with a different drill or a tip that they want to work on. They can comment on the post. They can post a video of their swing and, you know, tag the instructor in the group and ask for some feedback. As the more help someone needs, they're going to have to, hire someone on as an actual instructor. These instructors, this is also just a platform for them to network themselves on, to be able to get more clients. So they're going to be offering a lot of free content, but at the end of the day too, they got to pay for their greens fee somehow as well. So they're going to be, if someone wanted to actually hire them on as an instructor, they're going to have access to some top instructors, whether they're local or maybe they want to do it online as well. One of the Caleb, and I'm blanking on his last name, another instructor that we partnered with, he does a lot of things on the Skills app. And he posted a transformation of one of his clients from his first session until I think it was like 8 months later. I don't remember the exact timeline. But it was a dramatic, and it was all virtual. Nothing was in person. Every single lesson was virtual, and it had a huge transformation. So it's possible. Some people are a little skeptical on virtual instruction, because it's nice to have someone standing behind you, moving the club, turning your hips, pushing your head down, or whatever the case may be. But it is possible with some of these virtual instructors to get some really
dude, good tell me about it. I'm doing it on audio.
Oh, yeah.
We've been having lessons that we've been taking through from over 400 instructors since I've been doing this on audio. So,
Wow. Yeah,
I know how hard that can be.
Yes, absolutely.
But it's worked for a lot of people.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And if someone wants, a little bit more, maybe they don't learn the best way through that, they can always, if they're local to that person's club, or even just, this instructor has a contact with someone local to their state. Maybe they know sure. someone that they can recommend as well, too. At the end of the day, it's just about helping other people out. So whether that's members or instructors, partners, whatever the case may be, helps them out.
So it's exclusive content on your platform.
Absolutely.
And for someone to follow this and to become a member, well, not to become a member, but to once you have your membership or to sign up, mm-hmm. is it an app or is it just a URL? Does it work on all platforms? Where are you with that?
So as far as the group when they get access to, it's just a private Facebook group once they become a member. So they'll get an email with the link to the private Facebook group. They'll a request to join. Then we in the back end will make sure that their name and that the page they have requested to join is the same one that they've signed up with. They'll join, and then they have some rules that they have to accept before they join as well. Like we talked about, making fun of someone's swing, no political stuff. It just stays relevant to golf. Because that's what we, at the end of the day, we want it to be about. We don't want it to be turned into some crazy group about whatever. We want it to be specific to golf and to help people and uplift people and help and not bring them down.
And get them discounts and introduce them to new product.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, so you have, you said, are they monthly giveaways or weekly giveaways?
Monthly giveaways, but we do multiple different ones. So, our first one that we're doing until February 15th is Rapsodo is giving away one of their mobile launch monitors that we talked about. So every single person that signs up until February 15th will be eligible to win a Rapsodo mobile launch monitor. And it's like I want to think their price point's like $500 and some odd. So it's a pretty good value. So it's one of the really strong giveaways that we have going off right away. And then month two, we'll do Blue Tees range.
Wait, before you go to month two, I want to go back to Rapsodo for a second.
Yep.
And beyond the giveaway, this is a product that you guys are going to be selling at a discount?
Correct. Yep.
So are they direct-to-consumer company, or do they have their product in stores?
They have it in stores as well, but we'll send them direct-to-consumer. So I guess I should explain this part a little bit too, so this makes a little bit more sense. Every single Please. Month, they're not getting the entire full list of deals. Everyone, our members are only going to get 4 deals every month sent to them. So they can react based on the 4 deals that they get sent to them. And then the next month, they'll get another 4 deals. And it's always going to be something different. If someone, let's say they got a deal on the first month that they haven't gotten in a while and they want to get back to it, they can always reach out and we'll end up sending them the deal and making sure that they get it as well. But we change it up. And then as we bring on more new partners, we'll keep adding them into the mix. So it's always going to be something random and something new. We usually try and keep the concept of a bigger ticket item every single month, some apparel brands, a golf glove, an accessory, and then like a generic golf shop as well. That's what we kind of try and keep every single month.
All right, now that's making sense.
Yeah.
You said 4 deals every month assigned to each member.
Yep.
So will I get different in the month of March? Will I get different offers than somebody else would get?
Yeah,
or do we all get the same?
No, so it's going to keep changing. So it also depends on when you sign up too. So if you sign up in February, obviously months are going to be a little bit different than someone that signed up at a different time too, but not everyone is going to get the exact same deals either. And then each coupon code also is unique to you. So if, God forbid, if you don't like a deal that we send out, but maybe someone else that in your friend group, and this, not a lot of people encourage this, but if someone in your friend group wants it, share it with them. That's fine. That's totally cool. Like, we don't mind that. Like, if they want to help someone else out as well, that's cool with us. At the end of the day, it makes our members happy, and then it makes the brands happy as well. So, you don't hear a lot of people encouraging their members to share their deals that get sent to them. But honestly, if that helps you out and that helps someone else out, that works for us.
Are you allowed to talk about, like, say I can get a deal on this Rapsodo from you guys? What kind of deal would I get if I'm not involved in the monthly giveaway, but I want to buy one? Do I get it? What kind of discount do you think would be available, or do you know, or can you even talk about that?
I can talk about it. We like to keep it a little bit random, so like it kind of is a surprise. But as of right now, they're going to be saving close to $100 on it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, and then about like Blue Tees. They have their rangefinder usually retails for like $300 and some odd. They have a deal going on right now that brings it. They have like a New Year special that brings it down, I think, to like, don't quote me on this exact price, I think it's like $200 maybe. Our deal also applies on top of their sale that they already have going on as well. So it brings it down to like, I think it's like 180, 160. I forget the exact amount. So it's pretty great deal. It's pretty impressive, honestly.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we pride ourselves on, is our members get the best deal anywhere else. No, nowhere else they can get a deal like this. This is the best deal that you would find anywhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And I promise I won't quote you on that because you just said it.
Yeah.
I don't have to say anything. You just did.
That's right.
Okay. So now the nitty gritty here, which I haven't asked you about yet, is what will it cost? What does it cost to become a member?
Absolutely. For all of our, as of right, what we're doing right now for probably the first month, we really haven't set an exact deadline on this. So I would say for up until end of February, all of our members get 1 month free.
Of 2022.
2022, exactly.
This is a podcast.
Exactly. They can be listened at any time. All of our members get, as soon as you sign up, you get 1 month completely free, $0. It costs you absolutely nothing just to try it out. It's a way for you to see, join the Facebook group, start interacting with some of the members, start getting some of the deals, see what it's like, see what it's about. But every month after that, it's $19.95 to cost. And that's the cost as of right now. As we get more brands, maybe we'll up the cost a little bit and we'll start, including maybe 6 deals a month, 8 deals a month, whatever the case may be. But as of right now, it's $19.95 a month to join. Your first month's absolutely free. If you want to come and just sign up for the first month, get your first four deals and just, you know, cancel your subscription, that's fine. Go ahead and do it. You save some money. That's you know, brand's got some extra people as well, some more customers. But we really encourage you to join the Facebook group, start interacting with us and our members, and I can promise you we'll keep you engaged and make sure this is well worth your money.
Interesting. And I lost my train of thought, and I'm gonna get this train back on track, but I'm going to take another break and figure out what the hell I was talking about. I'll be back right after this. This week on Golf Smarter Mulligans, we have an interesting discussion on golf course development and design with golf course architect Chuck Ermesh.
From our architect standpoint, I think sometimes we're even thinking, well, wait a minute, no, I'm really thinking of that pond as something that's where a lot of the water is flowing to that we're trying to, you know, control. And wow, it would be kind of cool to have a whole play across it. We don't know if it's going to be a par 3 or a par 4, but let's bring that feature into play. I mean, if we have to deal with the water, then let's bring it into play. So then it just becomes, what's the best shot value related to what we're trying to do from a very scientific standpoint, or from a very technical standpoint.
That's episode 146 of Golf Smarter Mulligans, being released this Friday. Golf Smarter Mulligans are the best podcasts from the early episodes of Golf Smarter that are just no longer available on any podcast app. Please subscribe, review, and follow both of our golf podcasts so that you can hear a brand new episode when it becomes available every week. You mentioned that possibly, as time goes on, you might be raising the price of the monthly. But if you've signed up early on at $19.95 a month, do you have any sense of whether, and it's hard to predict that now, but will I be quote unquote grandfathered in to stay at that rate?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is it better
absolutely
to get in early?
No, absolutely. Okay. It's definitely better to get in early. And if you get in early and that's your price, you're locked in. If our prices ever increase, you're staying at that price. And then we also have different rewards as far as a tiered reward system. So for the longer that you stay, the more benefits that you get as well. I think it's like after 8 months, we're going to send you a gift card to goplaygolf.com. I'm not sure if you're ever familiar with them before. You can convert that to, I think they partner with like 3,000 plus golf courses throughout the U.S., where you can use that as a credit to go play golf, use it as a lesson. You convert it to go play at Topgolf, apparel. So we send our members that after so long. And then after a full year and a half, your membership fee actually drops down to $15 a month. So we keep growing and building this community, we want to keep throwing rewards and benefits to our members. And we want to encourage people to stay longer. So our members that have stayed the longest, they're going to keep getting the best benefits.
Okay. So I'm going to just kind of be a little aggressive here.
Let's do it.
And speak for the golf martyrs, golf smarters.
Yes.
And the golf smarter community. What's in it for us?
Absolutely.
I mean, why do we want to join?
Absolutely. So
what's our incentive?
Your incentive is, you can actually go, we set this up already. So if you go to cactusgolf.com/golfsmarter, no matter what time of the year, even if our first month is already over, your members are going to get their first month free, and then their second month's only going to cost them $5. So you get, for 2 months, you pay $5. And believe me, if you use any of the deals, you're going to save way more than $5 to join, to interact with the group, see if you like it. And like I said, I can promise you, if you are interacting with us and reaping those benefits, you're going to love it. It's going to be something that you're going to want to be a part of. So no matter what time.
Okay. So normally it's first month free, second month and beyond $19.95.
Yep.
But for Golf Smarter listeners who go to cactusgolfclub.com/golfsmarter, they get the first month free, mm-hmm. as everyone would, but the second month, instead of being $19.95, is only $5.
Correct. But also,
and then the third.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Third month.
What? More? There's more?
Well, what I was going to say is, you know, we're only having this promotion for the first month free just until, you know, like we say, probably the end of February 2022. Your members, if you guys listen into it and later end of tail end of 2022, you're still going to get that first month free.
Ooh.
Yeah. So no matter what time of the year you sign up using that link, you still get that first month free and that $5 cost only for the second month.
Excellent. Yep. Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that. That's very kind. All right. So cactusgolfclub.com/golfsmarter. Check it out. And definitely go to at Cactus Golf Club on TikTok at the very least, because they're going to be putting from random locations. And if you have suggestions of a random location you'd like to see, like let's see, you live in the Arizona area. Let's see. I want to see you putt in the bathroom at a Phoenix Suns game. Okay.
That's a good one.
Under the urinals. While guys are peeing, I want to see the ball go under the urinals.
That's a good one.
Hey, you know, if you're taking requests,
it will literally be a one and done, because we'll probably never be allowed back in the stadium again, but that's all right.
Well, I doubt they're going to allow you into the arena with a putter.
No, probably not. Probably not.
And you probably can't get on the plane with your putter either. So
yeah, well,
you're not going to be able to putt down the aisle, although that would be a good one.
Putting
down the aisle of an airplane.
That would be a really good one. I have a buddy who's a pilot, so maybe I can reach out to him and see if I can make it happen.
Yeah, just put one of their plastic cups at the very end of the aisle and see if you can, and you know, like you can challenge people on the plane. We're having a putting contest, folks. So those of you who are not wearing a seatbelt right now.
I love that. That's awesome.
Okay, now you got me hooked. Now I'm really going to start thinking of different places where you can randomly putt.
I love that.
And make fun. That's going to help you get to your 1,000.
That's right.
Your 1,000 subscribers. All right. Well, man, this is really interesting. I appreciate you sharing it with us. I wish you all the luck in the world. Thanks so much for checking us out and for sharing with us who you are.
Absolutely. Thank you, Fred. And I appreciate you letting me be on here. It's been a fun time, but a really good, conversation.
So today's episode was introduced by Golf Smarter listener Peter Riley, who plays at the National Golf Club in Cape Schanck, Victoria, Australia. A hotbed for Golf Smarter listeners. And because Peter has participated in the show, he just won a full year membership to Dynamic Golfers valued at $90 US. Now it's your turn. I want you to introduce an upcoming episode. Just click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com and let me know that you'd like to introduce our next episode. I'll assign you an episode number, then you call our toll-free Golf Smarter listener line. That's it. It's so easy to do, and you win a full year's membership to Dynamic Golfers. And there's not much time left. Have you voted for Golf Smarter yet as the best golf podcast of the year in the inaugural Sports Podcast Awards? Well, please do so. Go to sportspodcastawards.com and vote for Golf Smarter before March 1, 2022. They have 24 different sports categories, so you may find other shows that you like. But when it comes to the 8 golf podcasts that have been shortlisted by the folks who had to check out hundreds of entries, hopefully you'll vote for us. I'll leave a link in the show notes and on our website so that you can vote today. Thanks so much for your continued support. If you live in parts of the world that have kept you from golf over the last few months because of short days or bad weather, I gotta believe that you're getting pretty excited to get out soon. So if there's anything or any specific person or topic that you'd like to have featured on Golf Smarter, please let me know. Just click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.